Hey, everybody, welcome to the show for the Eye Opener Society. And tonight's episode, we are going to be talking about the Sacred Studio. And before we get into that, we would like to once again introduce Elaine from elainesarcanetarot.com. If anybody needs a tarot reading or if anybody's into the tarot, please visit the site. elainesarcanetarot.com. We'll make sure we have a link down below so you could click it. And it's virtual online by phone, and her prices are so completely affordable. Elaine's been wonderful to us. She's fantastic at doing the cards. Please go ahead and visit her and enjoy tonight's episode. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Eye Opener Society. And you have me, Gary, your host, and
Me, Hannah. Hey.
I want to welcome everybody back to the show. And we are talking about, well, first we're going to talk about our studio that we record in, our sacred studio. But the reason we're doing this is because we want everybody to know that everybody has their sacred space.
They do.
Yeah. We all have our own little bubbles. We can make the most out of wherever we are. And it's not just about our studio, but it's about everybody else. But listen, if anybody's followed our show long enough knows that we purchased this home because the studio. I mean, let's be real. So we had this little built-in studio in this place, and it was used for other purposes, but it's perfect. We soundproofed it, and it's just a little nook in a room, but we converted it into a studio. It's a place where Hannah and I come to record the show. But beyond that, once we do that, Hannah and I are in our comfort zone.
Yeah.
This becomes our place, our sacred place where we could sit, talk the way we want to talk, do our show the way we want to do our show. And we're doing that within our space.
Yeah.
So I want to let everybody know that we can create these spaces ourselves, and it doesn't have to be a studio or anything like that. But when you want to relax, meditate, or you just want to escape it all, where do you go? What's your space? Where, are you leaving your home? Are you going out somewhere? Or do you have your own little nook within a room? Those are the things that we can all establish. And once we're in it, we suddenly find that peace.
Yes. And I side note, I was telling him before we recorded, I was like, oh my God, we're turning really blue. Oh, wait, no, the camera just needs to focus. It's because of our LED lights. They're turning different colors. So you're just going to see us in all different colors here.
Yeah.
We're vibing. But to start it off, I'm going to talk about my sacred space. At my old house, my sacred space was my son's nursery. I worked really hard on my son's nursery. When I was pregnant, I opened up the windows, wore a mask, and painted it myself. And I painted it. It was so gorgeous. And it was just like such a serenity in the room, and the ambiance there was just like phenomenal. And we did the flooring, and it was like vintage Winnie the Pooh theme. And it was just like somewhere where it was just like so calm and silent. And that was like my safe space, like my ambiance there. We did move. Now my son has dinosaurs, and his room is the most badass room in this house. I think Gary would agree.
It
His
is.
room's
Yeah.
badass.
A lot of cool toys.
Yes. Oh my, too many damn toys. But now I think my sacred space is our backyard. Besides here, of course, the studio. We work magic in here, but I outside. There's just something about. Whether it be fall near the fire or summer and we're in the pool, spring and we're outside just grounding ourselves barefooted with nature outside in our backyard. That's just like my sacred space. I love going outside. The minute I'm off of work, that's where we go until the sun sets.
That's so true. And as much as I'm connected to the outdoors, that's exactly the thing I'm trying to, make a point out of. You can have a favorite place, but where you go, you can establish that place, that sacred studio, that sacred place on your own, no matter where you are. It's coming from you. It's not really coming from, you know, the room that you're in or anything like that. You set that ambiance. It's your place. You make it that way. Because, yeah, we can have the best time here. It's very comfortable within the studio. We're used to it. It's our place where we record. But, yeah, then when we go outside, you know what? We hang out there. We have fun out there. We talk out there under the stars sometimes and during the summer and have really deep conversations. Then that whole backyard becomes our place.
Yeah, and it's, like, so funny to realize because you don't realize that, like, cars are passing or a plane's in the sky. You don't realize any of that. Your ambiance, when you establish that, it just everything else in the outside world just disappears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's your sacred place. I could extend it. It's like when you, like, even if you're at work and if you're at a desk especially, that becomes yours. You establish your spot. And even when you're out of work, like if you're off on the weekends and somebody happens to, like, you know, just, you know, pass by your desk or something, and you're not there, you have nothing to do with work, it's still your space. You left your energy there.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, like, you could have things on your desk that, you know, reflect off of you, all of your pictures and the way you have it set up. That's still your space, and it's there waiting for you to come back. Not that you really want to go back to work, but it's there. It becomes your space. Just like when you're home, you now have your space. It could be the entire house.
Yeah. You just brought up something I'm so salty about, and I've been salty about it for the longest time. So I work from home. I've worked from home since COVID. I'm a permanent work from home person at my company. But every once in a while, I do go in if we have important meetings or if we have, like, any type of holiday luncheon or anything like that. You know, I do my part. I go in, show support, participate in customer service week, things like that. And when I came back for the first time, my fucking computer was gone. My whole ass computer was gone. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what the shit? Because, like, my sticky notes were out of place. I had pictures of, like, me and my husband. I had pictures of my car, my animals, and, like, my best friend that passed away. I have, like, a little picture next to my desk, and, like, everything was out of place. So I fixed it, and then the next time I went, I was like, can I get my computer back? And they're like, no, we have satellite desks now. And I'm like, what the fuck you mean? What the hell is a satellite desk? And they're like, well, you know, most people work from home now, so we don't keep as many computers up on the floor anymore. So you'd just have to work at one of those satellite desks. When I tell you that it sounds so silly, but I get no work done when I go into the office now because I can't sit in my own space with my pictures around me and everything like that. I get no work done. I'm so uncomfortable the whole day. I'm full of anxiety, and everyone laughs it off. And, like, I've literally every single time I go into the office, I'm like, I am in IT. Like, please give me my fucking computer back. Like, I need to sit in my own space. Like, you guys just don't get it. It's an OCD thing. Like, I need to be in my own space. And they're like, nope, you just have to use a satellite desk. And I end up, like, leaving and coming home. Mm-hmm. And they're all like, what the fuck? You, like, didn't do anything today. And I'm like, yeah, because I just shouldn't have come in. You know, so now next Tuesday, I have to go into work and I'm not excited about it. And I already told my boss, I was like, I'm just coming in for this luncheon and, like, whatever else we have to do. And then I'm peacing out and going home because I can't work without my own, like, my own space. And basically what I'm going off on this tangent here is that you don't realize that some spaces are your spaces until something like that happens. And you're just like, man, now my whole mojo is messed up. So you appreciate these small spaces, whether you kind of, like, realize it at first or not. It could be just like a, like my mom, the couch. They had the couch down here when they moved in. And then my mom was like, it's crowding up downstairs. Let's swap couches. So we swap couches, but the little corner in the couch that's now upstairs, every time, like, because she watches my son while I work, you find her sitting in that little corner because that was
her spot.
Her spot. It was her little ambiance, her sacred area of the couch.
That's exactly it with the whole work thing. And it's a disturbance, kind of like almost
don't
in the
disturb
universe.
My energy, man. Yeah. Like my whole, it's like my whole mojo. Like sometimes I literally will just sit at my desk with my phone when if I go to work and I'm like, I want a computer right now.
That's exactly it. It's your energy that you left there. And like I say, it is. It's almost like a disturbance in the universe when somebody messes with it, rearranges it, changes it, sits there.
And not to mention, you got to think about the other person that has whose desk is being used as a satellite desk. I'm stepping my energy into their energy and like, it's not working out. Like, it's just so thankfully, like, I work from home most of the time. But like I said, next Tuesday, I'm already anxious about it because I'm like, just give me a damn computer. Like, do I need to pack up my computer here and bring it into work for a couple hours? Like, I'm not even staying a whole dang day. It's just one of those things where it's like sacred spaces are very personal. And when you're stepping into someone else's or someone stepping into yours, you have to make sure that, like, the energies are on the same level.
It's so true. We're going to take a quick break here for our fabulous sponsor. Hey, everybody. If you enjoy our show and you enjoy supporting small businesses and like to help us out, we stopped asking for donations, even though you still can at going to Buy Me a Coffee and looking up Eye Opener Society if you want to support us directly. But we teamed up with Reaper Apparel. ReaperApparelCO.com is the website. However, if you follow the link that we leave down in the synopsis of this show, and if you follow that, and then you put in the code EyeOpenerSociety10 and the percent sign, all one word, it'll get you 10% off. And I'm about to reveal something for you that I learned, and I'm going to pass on even more savings to you. Let's say you go on ReaperApparelCO.com, and you see a whole bunch of stuff you like, and you decided to buy us some stuff too. Put it all on the side, pick out what you like. Buy one item first, something small. Use the code EyeOpenerSociety10%. Make your purchase. You'll get 10% off of that. And then what they do is after you make a purchase, a little timer pops up. And they usually give you 30% off your next offer in that time limit. So now you go back to all the other stuff that you like, put it all in the cart, buy it now, and you're going to get 30% off of that. Use the code again, EyeOpenerSociety10%, and you'll get an additional 10% off. So you're going to wind up getting 40% off of that offer. Little trick that I'm teaching you on that. So go to ReaperApparelCO.com and try that out. Or better yet, just follow the link down below. And don't forget to use the code EyeOpenerSociety10%. And welcome back. And we're talking about sacred spaces, our sacred studio. Hannah and I are always comfortable in here. And we've spoken about, you know, our little studio, your sacred spaces at work, and how when somebody else sits or messes with that,
I went totally off a tangent. I apologize for that, but oh my gosh, this just flipped a switch for me.
And you see, and that's what's good because I mean, you had no idea where I was going with this episode either. But you see, that's the link up right there. We are spiritual beings. We have energies. We leave energies behind, and those energies can be disrupted. And we'll go someplace further with this. When I do exploring, you know, out in the woods and all, and you find, I used to find a lot of these old abandoned homes where they'd just be down to the foundation and whatnot. You feel the energies of the people that might have lived there 40, 50, 60 years ago or so. There's really not very much left. Sometimes you find some items, and once you have that item, you can now relate it that someone live there. People live there. Families could have lived there. You're in that space. You feel that energy. Wherever those people are now, they may feel that disruption that you're in that spot too. So we could look at this as such a wide open thing, you know, relating it to the universe and all. Who knows? You know, if we leave this house, we sell it or whatever, somebody's going to be sitting in this area and who knows what they're going to do with it. But it was our area.
Yeah.
And we may feel
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we leave like an imprint mm-hmm. of energy at this space.
Yeah, you got to make it your own. Because when we come in here, we had the energy of the previous owners and what yeah. they had here. Once we start with the painting and doing everything else, now it becomes ours. We establish what we have now, and now we're leaving our imprint. Someone's going to feel it, and they're going to have to erase our imprint and put theirs on top mm-hmm. of it now. So we can go so far with that, and it's no different than objects.
Yeah,
things that we have, jewelry, you know, clothing or whatever. Our imprint is there. It belonged to us. There's an attachment to it. And this is why, you know, we spoke about antiquing. It's, you know, there's an imprint left on there. You can feel stuff like that. And that's why I don't really like buying a lot of that stuff.
I'm laughing because of my husband's shirt.
Yeah, okay. That's his for sure, whatever's left of it.
Oh, me and Gary were giving my husband, Justin, such a hard time about this shirt. But now he's like, yeah, no, it could be an object, a piece of clothing. My husband has this ratty American Eagle shirt. I think my mom bought it for him 10 years ago. And it's got like a hole in the armpit. It's got holes, man. And he's like, it's my comfy Sunday shirt. Me and him are like, throw that shit the fuck away. But now I get it.
Yeah.
It's his sacred shirt.
It's that sacred shirt. It's definitely, it's leaving imprints. Whatever's left of it is leaving imprints. Yeah.
Yeah, in the washer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's the feel. We got our personal things, our personal items that we hold dearly. You think about memories when of relatives and all that, when we hold a piece of jewelry or even a photograph, there's an imprint there. Mm-hmm. That's a sacred thing. That's a space. That's something that somebody had that is a reminder of them.
Yeah.
And it's very strong.
It is.
Yeah. So like even when you sit down at the end of the day to watch a television show, everybody has their favorite spot. Like you mentioned, your mom with the couch is a spot on the couch. It's her spot. People establish that. We're creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
But at that same time, that's because we have that imprint. We're leaving our energies in a certain spot. You know, we come down here. I'm sitting in a certain chair. I'm always sitting on this side. You're always sitting on that side. There's reasons behind that. That habit, it's just because that's what we are used to. That's where we're placing our souls. That's where we're placing our energies. And that's just the way it is. And we become comfortable with that.
And I know we did do a show in January where we were swapped.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realized that, but I was like, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
I don't feel right.
Right.
No, but it was a great show. It was the show with Elaine.
Yeah.
So I was fine, but I was like, this is off.
Yeah, it does. It throws things off. Everybody has their side of the bed.
Yes.
Nobody switches out, you know, this week you're taking it. You have a side of the
bed. Listen, me and Justin switched when Caden was born because like his side of the bed had more room because like at our old house there was like a heater on the other side and I didn't want to be too loud. Because it was one of those steam heaters. Mm-hmm. That's how old my old house was. So we had a switch. And when I tell you I made this man turn the mattress, I was like, you have to do this for me. Like, my energy is in this spot. And he's like, you're being melodramatic. And I'm like, please, just please. I'm pregnant, hormonal. I need my area.
Yeah. And that's pretty wild. I mean, yeah, switching the mattress around, even though you're still on a different side, but it's your spot.
Yeah.
You have your energy absorbed right there. That's what we need. People don't realize little small things like this. This is how you incorporate certain things into your life.
Yeah.
That help you mentally to figure things out, why things are.
Yeah. And you don't even realize that some places are your sacred spaces until something happens to them. Like you may go, if you live in a busy city or something like that and you go jogging or, you know, there's like, and like when you're going jogging, there's a favorite bench that you take a rest on, but then you go jogging and someone's sitting on that bench and there's no room for you to sit on it.
That's so true.
You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You're like, I used to have it in me. Yeah. It's like, why are you sitting on my chair?
Yeah. Because then you're like, oh, my God, where else am I going to sit? And then it kind of throws you off. You're like, okay, I guess I'm not stopping. Even there's probably a bench 5 foot away, you know. But it's just like that was your sacred bench. It was in your routine. It became a sacred spot for you. And you don't even realize it until something inconveniences you to get to your sacred destination.
Yes. That is so true. I didn't even think about that. It's happened to me.
Yep. You know, at school, you sit at the same lunch table every day. You don't realize it until you're like something inconveniences it.
And there's nothing wrong. Like I always say, you know, change things up, break a habit or whatever. However we do, we, again, our habits place us in certain spots for a reason. So, yeah, we can change like routes when we're going to work or taking drives, you know, to see and explore something outside of our normal route. But we sometimes even take that, like if I'm going for a walk, I could take the entire outdoors and make it my space because I'm focused on myself and my bubble that's around me. So it's the same thing with our protective bubbles that we have. That becomes our sacred space. We take that energy with us. And that's why when we, you know, reach a destination, we wind up with our favorite places.
Yeah.
Because that energy that we keep with us, we leave little images of us all over the place.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why we talk about, you know, things like this, things that seem so trivial and insignificant. When you really think about it, you know, when we're trying to figure ourselves out as far as human beings, we do. We have these little things that happen and they're happening for a reason, whether we know it, you know, what those reasons are, not all the time, but it's important to think about them and it helps you to realize where you stand in life. And so think about that next time you're sitting down to watch TV or when you're sitting at work. It's yours. That's your space. Don't let anybody else take it. You know?
Be selfish with your spot.
Be selfish with it because it is your energy that's there. So I want everybody to visit our website. Don't forget eyeopenersociety.onpodium.co. It's the place to find everything. We got links to Reaper Apparel. We got links to Elaine's tarot. I did a tarot reading myself today with Elaine, and it was just fantastic. And we always got to remember that she's part of this show. Visit her website and use her services. It's really great. We've got things coming up. I want to start getting more live shows out there. I'm working behind the scenes very hard every day. I want this to be full-time for Hannah and I. I'm working with some other podcasters trying to get some things going. And I'm going to make an announcement right now, too. As far as me, I am going to, and I started to write a book. And it's going to basically deal with what we talk about here on the Eye Opener Society and how it all came about and helping you figure things out, because that's what Hannah and I always love to do. We like to try and help you figure things out because nobody knows what the hell a human being is and what the hell we are, where we came from. We're all trying to figure it out. So kind of a self-help kind of book almost, but I think it's going to be just like our show where it's just a random guy that's going to help you try and figure out what direction you want to go in. So as soon as that progresses, we'll keep you updated on that. So yeah, don't forget to check out again our website, eyeopenersociety.onpodium.co, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the Eye Opener Society.
See ya.